Hey Teves, Sunday the 12th of December. This week's Shiurim have been sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas HaChovev of Yaakov Arya Ben HaChovev of Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Bossa with Soya Milk.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. I've chosen a topic which I don't know if it's so well known, the whole concept of Maris HaAyin with regard to meat and milk. We've heard Maris HaAyin in various other cases, but we're not acquainted with Maris HaAyin in this case because there are various colours. But I'd like to start from the beginning and come out with what Lanier's Dati is the Halacha Lemaisa. So let's start with the beginning. Maris HaAyin. What is Maris HaAyin? Maris HaAyin, we've come across many places in Chazal. For example, you may not hang out washing on Shabbos. Even if the washing was washed before Shabbos, you may not hang it out on Shabbos. Maris HaAyin. People are going to suspect you that you did an Issa and you washed it on Shabbos. What's the reason why Maris HaAyin is Osa? Why are you not allowed to do it? So Mishnah in Shkolim, it says there that when the person went in to the Lishka to count off all the coins which people had donated, you have to go with the garment which had no pockets, and the shoes had no way where you could possibly put any money, because not to arouse suspicion. Ve'yisem nikim melekim me'adam. You have to be nikim, people shouldn't suspect you of doing this. Okay, so we know of Maris HaAyin. But does this apply to macholas asuras, to forbidden foodstuffs? Is there also Maris HaAyin? So it starts with the Gemara in Krisus. A very, perhaps we know this din possibly. The din is that blood is asa. Dam is asa. However, dam ha'adam is mutter. Human blood is mutter. Dam dogim is mutter. However, says the Gemara in Krisus, that if one collected dam shekinsoi, omarav, dam dogim shekinsoi asa, the person squeezed out blood from a fish, for example, and he collects it in a keli, it's osa, because of Maris HaAyin. People are going to suspect him of eating, drinking dam behema. Therefore, it's osa. What's the eitzah? Says the braisa, the ispei kaskasin. If he puts in scales, fish scales, inside the blood, people will notice already that it's fish, so maybe there's no chashash. That's the eitzah. So we see Maris HaAyin in macholas asuras. Likewise, the din is dam ha'adam is mutter. The person takes a bite out of a pizza or whatever it is, a piece of bread or an apple, which is quite shchiach. If you have bleeding gums, take an apple and you find blood on it, you've got to wipe it off. Why do you wipe it off? Dam adam is mutter. Maris HaAyin, people might think that this is dam behema. It sounds pretty far-fetched, but no, because I were concerned that this might lead to suspicion, b'isim b'kiyim, you have to make sure people don't suspect you're doing it, so therefore you have to wipe off the blood. Okay, so that's what is mentioned in Gemara. Now there's a mashal, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the mashal, in his Sefer Yamsul Shloima in Bava Kama. He says, he noticed, he went to functions and seudas and various occasions, and he noticed what they did was, people used to have, it was quite prevalent in those days, cholov shkedim. Cholov shkedim is almond milk. It's still available nowadays, but you have to order it, you have to make sure you get it from the right place. But cholov shkedim is what the thing was there. It is available now, almond milk. They used to grind, crush the almonds, it would bring out some kind of white substance, and it was used as a bimkaim, as a substitute for milk. And used to have it, nowadays we're used to soya, but in those days it was cholov shkedim. Soya obviously wasn't used in those days, wasn't known about, now cholov shkedim. And somebody made some inquiries for me, looked on the internet, and they found there that it was more in the used widely, especially in the hotter countries, instead of the cow's milk, which would go bad within a day or two, this would have a longer lifetime, 5 days or something, it would keep for longer. In other words, you tend to use it more. But in any case, we'll come to it later, how shchiach it was, because it's very negea, to know exactly how widespread it was. But it was a fact that they did use it. So as a mashal, what they do is, they eat it, in one hand they hold a cup of this milk. On the other hand, they have meat. It looks like basar b'cholov. That's what marasayin. Marasayin and basar b'cholov. And they cook it. And they cook it together. They cook meat in cholov shkedim. He says, it's mutter. No problem of basar b'cholov. Oh, but there's a problem of basar b'soya. Like the heading of this today's shia. Problem of marasayin. People are going to suspect you that this is a problem. People don't know. But you can't tell by looking what it is.
Marasayin. It means the soya.
No, in soya milk. This is, it was a joke, that's how they put it as a heading. Basa in the soya, that's how they put it. So this is basa in cholosh kedim, which is, it's not a registered issa, but it's a marasayin problem. So that's what the mashal says, it's asa, yeah, it's asa, and the way to do it, the answer is, he says, you know what you should do? Put some almonds nearby, right? So just as the Gemara tells us, that if you have fish blood, and you put scales inside, as long as you have some kind of evidence where it came from, it's okay. In the same way, if you leave the shkedim at the side, that'll be evidence, sufficient evidence, everybody knows exactly what's going on here, no problem. That's what the mashal says. Okay. Huh? Okay, we'll come to Chad L'Chadorim, Mr. Shem, if it's time. That's what the mashal says. Now, the Ramah wrote, besides the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote Daki Moshe on the tour, as you know, and he wrote Tzoris HaChatos. In all these places, he brings down this mashal. And he's not very happy about it. And in the Ramah, we'll just read out what the Ramah says. Ramah brings down this mashal. Actually, there were contemporaries of Ramah and the mashal. Very interesting. In fact, the mashal was even after the Ramah. But they wrote to each other, they knew each other. And on this occasion, the Ramah brings down the mashal. And he says as follows. It says the Ramah is in Simon Pei Zayin and Siv Gimel. Writes the Ramah as follows: the Nagu Lasois Cholav Mishkedim Umanichim Ba Basa Ayiv Hoyel Ve'Ein Rak Midrabanan. He says the minig is people do put choloshkedim milk together with chicken because only drabanan. Aber Basa Behema Ish Lianiach Eitzel Achelav Eitzel Cholav Shkedim Shomaris Ein. Question is by Elsim Samachov Inyan Dam. That means Ramah, in the Makairis, in the Teres Chatos, he explains what his opinion is. His opinion is, you can't learn out, he says, you can't bring a proof from the case of Dam, which the Gemara says, this Marasayin, to the case of the Mashal, by these Sudas, when they have this imitation milk. You can't compare them, why? Because blood, people are going to suspect you're doing an Issa Deraisa. Yeah? Because Dam is also a Torah to eat. So it's not to eat them. Five chorus. So people are going to suspect you're doing Issa Deraisa. You can't bring, says the Ramah, you can't prove from there that there's a Marasayin on a case where people, at the most, are going to think you're doing Issa Drabon. Yeah? Because Basa B'cholav, you know, in the Torah it says clearly, we all know, you're not allowed to cook Basa B'cholav. You're not allowed to eat Basa B'cholav either. That's only if it's Basa Behema, right? Not if it's Basa Oif. It says the Gedi, it says. Yeah? It doesn't mean only a goat. Yeah, it means any animal. There has to be an animal. And if it's a bird, or chaya, if it's a chaya, a deer, it doesn't apply. There's no issa matter, only with rabbon. So there's no issa de raisa on chicken. Mela says the Ramah, I agree to the etzem din, I agree to what the mashal says, that you can compare the Gemara's chashash to the case of the almond milk. They're very similar, these two cases. And nevertheless, I only agree where it's a question of deraisa. That means where we're talking about a chashash that people will suspect you of doing it. It's a deraisa. People don't know that this is imitation milk. And people think you're eating basa b'cholav. So we're worried. But where it's only a chashash people think you're doing it, it's a drabonon. Yeah, I mean, let's get clear the case. A person is sitting and eating chicken in one hand and soya milk in the other hand. Says Ramah, that's mutter. That's what I mean. That's Ramah's shit is. Ramah says that's mutter. Because the worst they can suspect you're doing is a drabonon. And therefore, there's no marasayin of a drabonon. Yeah? So that's Ramah's opinion. So the mashal holds, it's also, in both cases, mashal says mufurish, even basa oif says mufurish, even basa oif. And the Ramah agrees by basa behema. I mean, so if a person's having animal meat with milk, or with imitation milk, it is also. But chicken meat, says the Ramah is mutter. So we have a machlokes between the Ramah and the Mashal, whether we say the Marasayim on Rabbonim. Right. So this thing we have to, you can work out yourselves, we'll come to later, this is Negea, many cases we have to know what the din is. For example, a person finishes his meaty meal and he wants to have coffee with creamer inside. Creamer looks like milk. Is it also? It looks like Basar B'Chalav. Or at the end of a meal, sometimes they serve mock cheesecake. It's not cheesecake, it looks like cheesecake. Is there a problem? Are you allowed to have margarine with meat on top? What's the din in all these cases? There are many cases where this is nigya. So this is really a machloikas between the mashal and the ramah. According to the mashal, it's also according to the mutter, because all the cases I enumerated just now are all only rabbonims. There's never a deraisa. The only case deraisa is if cook has to be cooked, and it has to be animal meat. If animal meat is eaten cold, yeah, with milk, there's no deraisa. The issa min ha-Torah is only if it's animal meat plus it's cooked together, right? If you have animal meat, if you have a sandwich of with marge and animal meat on top, it's never going to be a deraisa anyhow. So that would be dependent on the machlekes. So l'chayra, we'll come to halacha l'maisa now later on for this time, because there are a few other things to take into account. But we'll just start from the Yisaitis. So, Bekitza, this is L'chayra. All these cases I said is a machloika between the Mashal and the Ramah. Now, do we paskel like the Ramah? If yes, it'll be easy life. No problem. Because, no problem. Marasai, Rabbonus, no problem. The Shach argues. He says, what are you saying here? No Marasai, but Rabbonus. I can list you out cases all over where you find Marasai of Rabbonus. He brings cases. There's even where people will suspect you of doing Issa de Rabbonon, there's also Marasai. I won't go into the various cases. He brings cases. Not only where, like the case of Dam, yeah, where people think they're having Dam Behema. It's not the only case. We find other places, without getting to all the various Makairis, that's the Shas Kasha. Okay, if there's time later, I want to say Yishuv on the Ramah from the Shas Kashas. So what's the halacha between, you know, we've got the Shach and who says Marasai no Rabbonans, and the Ramah says there's no Marasai no Rabbonans. So the Poskim say, what was mentioned earlier, that there's a rule we know that Marasai is also even in private. Yeah, Moshe, a person he wants to hang up his clothes, they got wet on Shabbos or something happened, he was going in a rainstorm and he got drenched, and he comes home and he wants to hang them on the, you know, the pulley he's got in his house or wherever he's got, or a clothes horse, something like that, and he wants to dry them out. Now nobody's going to see, only him. Nobody's going to see, and everybody knows there's no chashash marasayim. But nevertheless, there's a din that kol ma she'asruch chachomim shemarasayim is also afilu b'chad v'chadom. Wherever marasayim is involved, Chazal did not differentiate. Even in your own private daladamas, it's also, because you never know what can be, people might just peep in from somewhere, Chazal made a loy plug. There's no difference. Right, so that's the din. However, the poskim say, the Ohr Rishonim who say, and the Mishmur passes it as well in Hilchos Shabbos, that we only use this rule, that we only say this rule that across the board, and there's no difference whether it's in your own private house or it's in the public, there's no difference, that's only where the Marasai is of a deraisa, where people are going to suspect you of doing the deraisa. Where people are going to suspect you of, let's say, washing your clothes, which is a deraisa, kibbutz. There, you may not do it in your own private domain. But where it's a question of people suspecting you of doing a drabbonon, there, it's mutter, as long as nobody can see. Mishmur brings this down, legabba, somebody walking out of your house on Shabbos with a masa, with a burden, and people might suspect you that you sold to him on Shabbos. As Mishmur says, if it's in private, nobody sees that he's going out, it may be allowed. Because the whole thing that they would suspect you in any case would only be a drabbonon, because he might have done a business deal on Shabbos, which only a drabbonon. So, what could be meikul? So in other words, and that is the maskon of the poskim lemaisa, that again, marasayin applies to a drabbon as well. However, not where it's done in private. Now according to that, going back to, let's take the case we discussed. The person wants to have, after his meaty meal, he wants to have a coffee with cream in. power of a mate. He doesn't want to have milk, it's the boss of a cholov, so he has the creamer. Now, if he's in his own house, then according to the maskon of the Afrayim, there's no problem. His own house is chadrich hadorim. It's in private. And it's only ma'asayin of a drabonon, because even if it would be proper milk, wouldn't be a deraisa. It's not eating it together, it's not cooked together, and there's no deraisa involved. So that is mutas, that's no problem. And when we say in private, it doesn't have to be dafke him on his own. He's with his wife and children, and the immediate close associates, the ones who belong to the house, or the visitors, who very close people, all included in chadrich hadorim. So in private, that's called in private, and that's perfectly permitted. And there's no question at all. That's allowed. The question is, why was it the chasana? The chasana, are you allowed to serve at the chasana of the sheva brachas? Would you be allowed to serve this mock cheesecake at the end of a meaty sheva brachas? Would you be allowed to serve at the end of a chasana a coffee with cream in, which is done? Is it mutter? Now, according to the achronim, who hold the shach, who holds that there's maris, and even a rabbanon, l'chayra, it should be asa. So what's the eitzah? So there's two eitzahs. One eitzah, I want to come to another. If there's time later, we'll discuss another point completely. Now, things which are motzui, which are widespread, might be more quality, but we'll see if there's time for that. But lemaisa, there's two eitzahs. One eitzah is simple eitzah to put the packaging there. As long as the packaging is there on the table, it's perfectly mutter. So it's permitted. Exactly as we just said, that you put the scales of the fish in the blood, and that's mutter, and you leave the almonds on the table as mutter. So the Masham in his Sefer Das Torah says, if you leave the packaging on the table, people can see where it comes from, and they can they'll know where it came from. So you put a bit of the creamer, the container or the packaging, the sachet, leave it around. I don't know what to do in London. I know in Manchester I spoke to one of the kashrus will give hashkoch, and he told me that's what they tell the caterers to do when they put it out on the table, creamer, they leave the packaging around. And that is perfectly permitted. It doesn't always work. If you have mock cheesecake at the end of a sheva brachas, what are you going to put on? Put the pava whip, it comes from a pava whip. And the mock cheesecake is basically, it's made from whip, and it's got pineapple inside. It looks like cheesecake. So what's the answer? So we stop bringing the whip container. Could be, but I don't know if the women want to do that. Yeah, so it's as I. So there's a Sefer Knesset HaGdoila, the Gdoila Aposkim, and he says that we only find it is osa if it's eaten together. If it's after meat, the meat finished, and you're having it just, it's just after the meat, on that, what can be making? Now, that's what he says. The shah is what the hezber is, but what he says is, if the meat has been removed from the table, then it's mutter. Now, what was if the meat's on the table? You just don't want to have it together with it. What's the din over there? Yeah. Now, he's mustupik about that. It's also maris ayin, but it's not as severe as actually eating them together. It's not allowed to, you're not allowed to have milk. If you're sitting at the meat table, you're not allowed to have milk, even if you're eating no meat. There's an issur to have milk at the meaty table, because you might come to eat the meat. So it's not really glat mutter to have this milk at the meaty table. It's not as severe as eating with meat. But nevertheless, he's not sure about this. So the halacha, it's difficult to be makel if the meat is actually on the table. If the meat has been removed from the table, then it's perfectly permitted. The Knesset HaGdoila says it is mutter. Yeah. And I want to be moisif, try to give a bit more, try to understand what the svara of the Knesset HaGdoila is. What's the svara of the Knesset HaGdoila? He says that once the meat is removed from the table, there's no problem. What's the reason? Why should it be mutter? It's still awesome. You're not allowed to have milk when you're meeting. Why should it be permitted?
Midrabonon.
Yeah, but he's words on Marasai of Drabonos as well.
Who's the Marasai for? Everybody else is in the same boat. Somebody walks in afterwards, he doesn't see any meat at the table.
Because he's in someone to learn Pshat, so the Badr shows from someone to learn Pshat that the reason why he's making when the meat has been removed, because people don't know that there was meat at all. People don't know there was meat. I think it's a bit of a doichu Pshat. I want to say a vault. Yeah? I would like to say a vault which Echmein, as with this we come to Meyashiv Akasha, which we asked earlier, the Shach's Kasha on the Ramah. I want to say a like this. What's Pshat in Maris Ayin? I'm asking Klei HaKiri. What's Maris Ayin? Is Maris Ayin, the Pshat is, that people are going to suspect you of doing Issa? That's the problem. You're not allowed to let people, lead people to assume and suspect you're doing it. Is that the pshat? All the vat is that people will learn from you that it's mutter. People will learn from you that it's mutter. People won't suspect you're doing it. If they see you, let's say a person hangs out his clothes on Shabbos, right? So people think, oh, he washed his clothes as well. So you could learn pshat, they'll suspect you of doing it. They know it's asa. So they'll think you did an isa because you washed it. Or they're not sure whether it's asa, and they'll learn from the fact that you must have washed your clothes on Shabbos. You're allowed to wash clothes on Shabbos. Two ways of looking at it. Yeah?
Huh?
The mice in most places in Shas, most places, the pshat is the first pshat. That the bichoyishidu of doing isa. Like the Mishnah in Shkolim, the yisim nekiim. You have to be clean. People shouldn't suspect you're doing Issa. That's the posh of pshat always in Marasai. People suspect you're doing Issa. Very interesting. In the Gemara in Krisus, which discusses this Issa of dam dogim, you're not allowed to have fish blood. People suspect you of having behema blood. Says Rashi, dam dogim shekonsa bekele. Also, the michlif the dam behema. They'll get confused with dam behema. V'aroy oima mutalechel dam. The person who sees you will say, you'll have to eat dam. Achidosh. Rashi is different pshat to normal. Not pshat. They'll think that you're eating, that they'll think that you're being over Issa. They won't be so sure where this is anyhow. We're talking people who are not so sure where this mutter, and they'll learn from you, you're allowed to eat it. Not pshat. They'll say, are you doing it? They'll say, he's having dam behema, and they don't know, and therefore they'll say dam behema is mutter. Very interesting, Rashi says that. Now, what is the din? What is this thing of dam? What is this thing? Going back to our substitute milk, cholov shkedim. Yeah? So, the Ramah and the Mashal and the Shach, they all say, you're not allowed to have meat with cholov shkedim, let's call it soya milk for the moment, it really means almond milk. You're not allowed to have meat with almond milk because of marasayim. Is the marasayim, people say, that this person, yeah, because they think it's normal milk, will people say the person being over basa b'cholov is that pshat? Or the pshat is the pshat, they'll say, you're allowed to have basa b'cholov. So l'chayra, since it's based on this Gemara increases, which is talking about dam dogim, which Rashi explains that they'll think it's mutter to have mutter to eat dam. So here as well, the pshat, they'll think it's mutter to have basa b'cholov. They'll think that. I can't go into the rise, the many rise, that is the pshat here. The vot is that they'll think it's mutter to have basa b'cholov. Chiddush, but that's the pshat. In that case, it could be that's the pshat in the Knesset Gdoila. That's why the Knesset Gdoila said that once it's been removed from the table, it's mutter. Because what's the whole thing here we're worried about? And other people know you're meaty. But the whole thing is, people will learn from that to allow to eat basa b'chol. But here, even if they do learn from there to eat milk when you're meaty, it's not such a chomadik avera. It's more kuladik. It's still more kuladik. It might be awesome in Rabbana, but it's still much more lenient eating meat with milk mamash. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is that people come to learn it's mutter. In that case, that's why there's no gezeira. That's why there's no gezeira. And I think that could be the emissary terrors to the Ramah. The Ramah said that it's mutter to have, he says there's no marasayin on a drabonim. There's no marasayin, you don't have to have chicken with soy milk. Frank the Shach, wait, what do you mean? I've got many places in Shas where there's marasayin of a drabonim. The answer is that the normal marasayin of a drabonim is their choshed that the other person did an issa. So if their choshed, the person that washed his clothes on Shabbos, let's say he did an issa. So if they suspect we're doing Issa Drabonon, it's also no good. Not that they need people to suspect you're doing anything. Whether it's a Drabonon, what's the difference? If he's in the Kiyam, he's not Noki if people think he's doing a Drabonon. I'm not that Ramah agrees normally is my sign of a Drabonon. But here we're talking about where there's a Cheshash, they'll come to learn from here that you're allowed to have Basa B'cholov. It's a Gezerah, Basa B'cholov. Says Ramah, where the whole Gezerah is, that they'll come to learn that Basa B'cholov is Mutter. If it's a Drabonon, and since it's more of a kuladik issa, we're not worried. It's a gzeira and a gzeira. You've all heard of gzeira and gzeira. It's a gzeira and gzeira. It's a chashash that they'll come to be matter. Okay, that's the long this. You can think about it. Not always. He always, in this case, we don't say it. Okay, that's the shtickle long this. But lamaisa, what's la halacha? What's the din in Marge with things on top? You'll have to put meat on top. So there's another concept in the whole thing over here. There's another aspect to the whole shayla. And that is, do we say Marasayin on something which is prevalent, something which is widespread? Or people are going to suspect if a person has, he spreads his bread with marge and he puts on a piece of sausage, meaty sausage, right? Yeah. Or people ask him, actually, the Mechoshim, what's the whole of no? Everybody knows marge is a widespread food. Why should they think he's having butter? He might be having marge. So there are those who hold that there's no problem at all because it's very prevalent. There's no chashash, we're not going to Mechoshim. Okay, in that case, that's more kuradik. And that, la halacha, one can rely, in such a case, it's mutter, is a mokum lahachle, because there are rise against this as well. To say that anything which is prevalent is mutter, the kasha is what a person takes a bite into the loaf of bread, or into his apple, yeah, we said you're not allowed to, you've got to wipe off the blood. Everybody knows, it's very motzoi that the blood came from his tooth, didn't come from anywhere else. So it's a kasha. But there are rise to this, so there's a great mockum lahokul by things which are very widespread. If they're equally widespread, butter and marge, for example, which eat right, or soy sausages, which are equally widespread to normal meat, you won't have soy sausages with cheese, then there is great room for leniency because everybody knows that these things are equally motzi. Questions on that soy milk, which is not as motzi, or cream, it's not as motzi. It's relatively motzi. It's not as motzi, it's not as widespread as normal milk. So there are Mekilim and there are Machmirim. The one who wants to be Mekel, those who want to be Mekel, Yesh Lema Malismach, there are enough for a Mekel. So a person who wants to be Mekel is Yesh Lema Malismach. So, going back to the case of the creamer or the mock cheesecake, the end of a show of brothers, Lechat Chila, the best thing is to ensure that the meat has been removed from the table, or to leave some packaging on. Put the packaging on the table, that would be sufficient evidence of what one's actually eating or drinking. But if a person relies on the mekilim, on a prevalent food, isha manismach, but I still feel that something like mock cheesecake is not enough motzui to be mutter according to anybody. Even those who are making are talking about something which is pretty much motzui. And the big question here is, what was Cholosh Kedim in those days? All my milk and milk is, was it prevalent, was it not prevalent? I tried to make inquiries, I tried to see what they say about it. It's difficult to know how motzi it is. It depends on that. Pashtus, it seems that almond milk in those days was something which was prevalent, so it would seem to indicate that it's not so straightforward to be makel and cream just because people have it. Because obviously in those days was also the crazy, the Rabbeinu Eibish is right, that it was motzi. So, there's a great mochum lahachmir by things which are, even though they are widespread, but if they're not as widespread as milk, like soya milk and cream are not as widespread as normal milk, there's a great mochum lahachmir and to leave the wrap on the table or to have it once the meat has been removed.